Today's the disappearance of Srila Haridas Thakur. Devotees who have been in Jagannath Puri know that if one goes straight from the Singhadwar gate, which is a road going north almost parallel to the coastline, then you come to a place that generally people now call Siddha Baku. Baku is a type of tree, and Siddha Baku is the name given to this tree because it attained perfection as a consequence of Haridas Thakur sitting beneath it and chanting daily 192 rounds. From this place you can see the chakra of Lord Jagannath as it shines in the sun on top of the temple, and it was in this place that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come every day to bring Mahaprasadam to Haridas Thakur and visit him. Sanatana Goswami also resided here with Haridas Thakur as well. It's very interesting that in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the detailed disappearance of a Vaishnava is only described in relationship to Haridas Thakur, and there it's given in great detail. It's important for us to note this because by this way we understand how it is that devotees leave their bodies, how they should conduct themselves, pray for the mercy of the Lord, take the dust of the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas. It also describes how to observe the disappearance of Vaishnavas, which we do in the case of Srila Prabhupada's disappearance, and we're having to do so more and more as more and more devotees inevitably leave this world to either continue on the path back home, back to Godhead, or go to the place of Lord Krishna's pastimes. The description in Chaitanya Charitamrita spans over only a period of 4 days. On one day it is described that Govinda came as was the custom to deliver Mahaprasadam to Haridas Thakur, who was lying down chanting his rounds, obviously not well. The following day Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to visit Haridas Thakur, who expressed his desire to leave this world before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the third day after that, Lord Chaitanya brought all of his associates, and before the very eyes, Haridas Thakur gave us this world. Therefore, starting with the day before Govinda's appearance, when Haridas Thakur was well, within this period of 4 days, the Namacharya gave up this world. Of course, we may not consider ourselves to be so fortunate that we may be able to, number one, give up our bodies in such a short period of time, or number two, that we'll be able to do it at our own will. This is the type of benediction that Bhishma Dev also had, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also bestowed upon Haridas Thakur. Nonetheless, we need to remember and meditate upon this pastime today. If we can, preferably to read the entire pastime as it's described in the 11th chapter of Antya Lila. By that, we can remember our Namacharya, the person who appeared to establish the glories of chanting of the holy name of the Lord. By remembering this day, we're also reminded that we also must leave this world at some time or another. Sometimes we have a misconceived idea that we have a lot of time to leave this world, but then we see from the history or the lives of even our own ISKCON devotees that often devotees don't have much time. And that's the nature of the workings of the material energy. Is that Mayadevi makes us think that we've got all the time in the world to prepare, and that sometime in the future we will get it together before we leave this world. But we should recognize that the time we have now is the time that Krishna has given to get things together, and there's no indication whether we have days, months, or years left. And furthermore, we can also remember how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu loves his devotees. Lord Chaitanya, at the departure of Haridas Thakur, picked up the body of the Thakur and danced with Haridas Thakur in his arms. Generally, when one leaves this body, materialistic people leave this body, then it's unfit to be touched. In fact, it's considered to be contaminated. Of course, the body of Vaishnavas such as Haridas Thakur are transcendental. And to emphasize this, Lord Chaitanya personally embraced Haridas Thakur's transcendental body. In fact, he conducted his whole Tirubhav ceremony, his disappearance ceremony, and also personally went to beg prasadam for the feast to commemorate the disappearance of Haridas Thakur. And this should also be our mentality, mood, the mentality by which we appreciate all Vaishnavas. We appreciate great Vaishnavas, we appreciate small Vaishnavas. Actually, this distinction of great and small, in one sense, is a relative distinction, because all Vaishnavas are wonderful, all Vaishnavas are great. And they are the only real ornament of this world, and their separation, as Ramananda Roy tells Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is the greatest pain that one can experience. To be separated from Vaishnavas is the greatest sorrow that is known in this world. And although Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written that Vaishnavas never die, they always live by their teachings through the medium of transcendental sound vibration, still it's a wonderful thing when we have both the personal association as well as the instruction of great devotees. I'll just conclude by reading one prayer from Narottam Das Thakur, which is entitled Vaishnav Mahima, or Glorification of the Devotees. Narottam Das Thakur says, Thakur Vaishnava Pada Avanira Su Shampada Shunabai Hana Ikaman Ashrayalaya Bhaje Tara Krishna Nahityaje Arashava Mura Akaran. The lotus feet of the saintly Vaishnavas are the greatest wealth in this world. Oh, my dear brothers, please listen attentively. One who takes shelter of the Vaishnava and worships Krishna is never forsaken by Krishna. Others die without reason. Vaishnava charana jal prema bhakti dittabal arake hanaha balavanta Vaishnava charana renu mastaka bhushana binu aranahi bhushanira anta. The water that has washed the feet of a Vaishnava gives divine strength to a person engaged in loving devotional service. Nothing else is more powerful than this. The dust of the feet of the Vaishnavas upon my head is the only decoration needed at the time of death. Tirtha jala pavitra kuna likhiya chi purane sheshava bhaktira pravachan Vaishnava padudaka samanahi eshava jate haya vanchita puran. The purifying qualities of the water of the holy places are mentioned in the Puranas and in every discourse on bhakti. However, the water from the feet of a Vaishnava cannot be compared with water from even the holy places. One's desires are fulfilled by taking this water. Vaishnava Sangetaman Anandita Anukhan Sadahaya Krishna Parasanga Dina Narottama Kande Hiyadhaira Nahibande Muradhasha Kena Haila Bhanga. By associating with Vaishnavas, one feels blissful, discussing the topics of Lord Krishna, becoming impatient due to forgetfulness of Krishna, Narottam Das thus laments. So let's meditate today on the dust of the lotus feet of Vaishnavas in general, and that of Thakur Haridas in specific, and pray that he also gives us the strength to engage in loving devotional service of the Lord. Hare Krishna.